out of Highland orange, you turn it, and turn it and that and wind and thread it up on that wheel, and when you got it wound up full, take it off. And that would go with that loom that I was talking about.
Yeah, the spinning wheel came first, and then the loom.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you wonder how they ever got any clothes.
The first carding, that you know about it.
Yeah, the carding. Shoot, Mrs. was saying that first they had to card the cotton.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if it was wool, maybe they'd have to pick the kookaburra out of it.
They grow any sheep in this area?
A few, not many.
Is there any, right in this, in Bogachetta?
Not that I know of. My daddy had a big drove. He sold them out. I think when he sold them, he had 87 head. Sold them all to one man, Mr. Richard.
Ida said that something about having a head, having 87 head of sheep. Did you ever hear anybody refer to having 4 or 5 head of children?
Mm-hmm.
Head of chap.
How would you say that? I have a feeling you wouldn't say head of children. Would you ever use that expression?
I don't think it'd be necessary to say they had 5 headed children.
Okay, you're just saying.
They just told them that they had 5 children.
Right. Have you ever heard anyone say head, referring to children, though?
Way back then.
Okay, there's something else that we're kind of drifting from one thing to another, and I'll go back and fill in the spaces in a minute.
Sure.
But you just used the expression yonder, which I think is a fantastic thing. Mm-hmm. And I want to know, where is yonder? Now, let me ask you questions. Would you say that my car is out yonder?
I see.
Now, thinking about my car, you tell me what you, if this would be what you would say. Would you say that my car is out yonder? Or is it too far away to be yonder? I'm trying to get an idea of how far yonder goes to,
I couldn't say how far that would be.
I know there's not really an answer. So what I'm trying to do is feel it out. Would you feel that it would be right to say my car is out yonder?
Well, I don't know. It would be out of order. It's not right out there.
Yeah. Well, what about the I think you call it the shed out there.
I call that thing, my car house.
Your car house? Okay, would you say out yonder, referring to it? Would you say my car house is right out yonder? I'm getting y'all upset.
No, I just hadn't been trying to do it unless I hadn't started.
What about your phonograph? Would you say it's over yonder? Would you say over yonder about something just across the room from you?
I'd say if I was going to refer to that that thing, I just say our record player on the TV.
Okay, but then I guess what I'm trying to find out is when you would use the expression yonder.
Mm-hmm.
And you